Greetings to all of you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior. I thank God that He has done a great things for us. Because of it, we are glad. In addition, thanks to Pastor Jue for this opportunity. May the grace of God be upon her and be blessed in her journey with the Lord. It is my honor to be with you all again this morning. The chosen passage for this morning is Romans chapter 8, verse 18 through 30. The title, From Suffering to Glory. Verses 18 through 30. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectations of the creations eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creations was subjecting to futility, not willingly, but because of Him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruptions into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pains together until now. Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoptions, the redemptions of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. As we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the call according to His purpose, for whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He predestined, these He also called, who He called. These He also justified, and whom He justified, these He also glorified. This is New King James Version. Romans is a letter written by the Apostle Paul. And the purpose of these Romans chapter 8, verse 18 through 30 is to instruct and encourage the church in Rome. The congregations consisted of Jewish and Gentile Christians. The church was diverse in cultural and religious background and dealt with theological issues and doctrines. As early Christians, they face challenges regarding their faith. These include persecutions, economic and political issues, and life in general. Paul wrote of this passage included theological clarity on the hardship and suffering, uplifted their faith in hope and God's purpose for his creation. Even today, these hardships continue. Sometimes we question God, where are we? What is going on in this world? Why do I have to endure so much in life? The questions can be individual or collaborative. Not too long ago, part of California was burned, damaged a lot of property and land. A few days ago, the country of Myanmar and Thailand, where I'm coming from, were affected by the earthquake and many lost their lives. If we look around, there are many disasters happening all over the world. And these are a sign of the birth pains, which we are going to talk about in a moment. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, verse 18, "The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with glory which shall be revealed in us." This indicates two things, our present time and the future. The present time of our suffering, which can include physical, spiritual, and emotional. In addition, everything that is happening around us. The future glory refers to God's redemptions and the new body with Christ. Paul encourages that whatever we go through is not worth compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Then Paul explains why creation was subjected to futility or under slavery in verse 20. "For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope." Creation was subjecting, meaning it was brought under a certain conditions or state. The term futility, or in some translations, frustration, refers to a state of creation's being unable to fulfill its intended purpose or potentials. Because of him who subjected it in hope, him here refers to God. Therefore, it was God who subjected it due to sin, the fall of humankind when Adam and Eve disobeyed God. However, God subjected it in hope, pointed toward a future glory that will be revealed in us, which is God's redemption, as I already mentioned, where creation itself will be delivered from the bodies of corruption into the glorious liberties of the children of God. Verses 20 through 23 states, "For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pains together until now. Not only that, but we also have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoptions, the redemptions of our body." I often thought less about nature and animals than humankind. However, animals and nature also greatly suffer. Look at those animals who live in the Arctic region. The weather is extremely cold and food is so scarce that those animals go without food more than a couple of months. And they try very hard to hunt food to eat and in order to survive. Polar bears especially go without food for up to 8 months and even more. The pain and suffering that we dealt with it is the process of God's redemption. Just like when a mom is about to give birth, she has to go through a certain stage of pain in order for the babies to be delivered. In verses 24 to 25, explain, "For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance." Hope is unseen and produces perseverance and patience. Hope shapes our focus from temporary troubles to eternal glory. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us with our weakness. When we do not know what we should pray for, and when words cannot express our needs, the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us. Plus, before we pray and ask for anything, God already knows our needs. God's knowledge is complete. He understands our struggle and what lies deeply in our hearts. And we know that all things work together for good to those who loves God, to those who are the call according to His purpose, according to verse 28. If I think about before my family settled here in America, we were suffering for the Civil War back in our home country, and they lived in the refugee camp to survive. However, God's work among my family is great. If it's not because of the war and suffering that we go through, we won't be able to come to America. Because back then, we don't speak English. We have no documents. We don't have money or know how to travel. We are the jungle people. However, all things work for good according to God's purpose. Verses 29 to 30 explain that God has predetermined purpose for believers to be transformed into the likeness of Christ with a process that includes calling, justifications, and ultimate glorification. As Christians and believers in Christ, we are called to embrace our identity in Christ. Recognize that God's internal purpose is for us to conform to the image of His Son. We must live to reflect our lives, aligned with Christ's characters, and trust in God. In our suffering, remember that we have hope for the future glory that will be revealed in us. We must remember that nothing in this physical world lasts forever, and in our hardship is temporary. Whatever situations we are going through right now, and this can be anything, remember that it does not last and will pass. It is just like when the storm comes, it doesn't stay forever and pass. More importantly, we must focus on the future glory and set our minds on things above and not on things on earth. We must also remember that we have God's Spirit, who is our helper and comforter. The Holy Spirit can help us in our needs, and He is our intercession, who helps us when we pray for in the suffering and when we are out what you said. Even though we don't get to see God in our own eyes, He is present. This reminds us that we are not alone in our sufferings and that God is always with us. May we live according to His purpose, even if life may not always be good. God has provided what we need to live according to His will. We must cultivate our relationship with God, keep praying regularly, read scripture, and meditate on His word. This will guide our heart and mind and will keep us in hope. We can also share the love of God and His great works among us with those around us. God is faithful and His love endures forever. May the passage of Romans chapter 8, verse 18 through 30 live in our hearts and minds. Anytime we encounter struggles, remember God is present with us and the suffering is temporary. You may not live according to the word of God and be hopeful in every situation. We already learned the cause of the suffering, and everything that happens is for the good purpose among us, and God is in control. Remember that so the future glory will be revealed in us. Live and prepare ourselves for the important future time of God's glorification in us. May the grace of God, His love, peace, and joy fill our hearts now and forever until His time comes. Thank you.